just to get things going here. Excuse me. Pardon me. All right, it's our Friday Night Chat here. It's the Phil Hendry Friday Night Chat. It is global. And I have something to show you thanks to Jeff in Bozeman, Montana. You know, Jeff has been talking about this map that he made. And I'm a very, very grateful guy that, you know, Jeff made it for us. And this is the beginning. And I can't thank you, Jeff, enough for doing this for us, man. Let me see. Here it is here. This is a map of where the BSPs are. Now, this is just the beginning stage, as you can see over here in the left-hand column. Phil, Jeff, and Bozeman. We have Allie. We have Bernie, Bryn, Matthew, Rory, James Kaufman, Peter in Atlanta, August, John in Seattle, Aaron, Marty, Melissa, and Christian. And all the... All these indicate where our BSPs are. Whoops, wait, hold on. Now, I know we got some international ones too, Jeff, so at some point when they check in, we'll want to know, you know, we'll want to put them up there. But we've got one BSP in Japan right here, man. We got King Cap is over there. We have another all the way over in Dubai, Africa, which is, where the fuck is that? Right in here someplace? We have, I don't know, we got some cats in the Caribbean. Man, we got them everywhere. So, hey, Jeff, thank you so much for this. We can add to this. This is great, man. And Jeff is doing my work for me because I had promised to do this. Up here in the Northwest, let me see if I zoom in on this, what we get. Well, we have just a couple of, you know, so they're pins, man. It's pin, baby. But we know we have people there. Here we have somebody in the wilds of, what is that, Idaho or something? Missoula, Montana. I believe that's James Kaufman, who's in Missoula. And then we get into the to Utah. I know we've got our people in Utah and so on and so forth down here in Arizona. I'm fucking you up. You guys, what I should do is post this. Maybe not to the website, but someplace where we can update it. There's Bernie down there. Bernie is on his way someplace because Jeff's got him on that coastal highway there. Bernie, do you live there, man? Panama City, Florida? I mean, and up here in Columbus, I think we've got Rory, who I'm playing pool with these days, along with a bunch of you guys. Well, this is Atlanta. I know we got folks in Atlanta. Where's Rory, man? There's I think that's Rory. Yeah, Rory McLeod right there. What a handsome devil. What a handsome devil. My goodness gracious. So there you have it. All of our BSPs. That's awesome, man. That is fucking awesome. Thank you, Jeff, for doing that for us. And we'll maintain. Now, here is Phil Hendry. Here's Phil Hendry. That's him in L.A. We have three people in the L.A. area that we've tracked so far. And the other is, there's Matthew Risher. Matthew looks to be in Pasadena or something. Or where are you, man? You're like, yeah, Pasadena. Looks like a Pasadena guy. Definitely looks like a fucking Pasadena man there. Just, you know, all business. And then we have, as you all know, Allie. Where are you, Allie? Allie is in Glendale, California. Here's my girl, Allie. Where is she now? Come on now. Don't fuck up, man. There she is. There's our girl, Allie. And so it goes, you see. And right, like what we would do then is, right, when we get people who call in or check in on a bit. This is only for BSPs. This is not like, gee, I called Phil and, you know, no. This is our backstage pass people only. And it's going to be a beautiful thing, man. Thank you very, very much, Jeff, for doing that. I appreciate that. I like to, people say, well, here I am. You know, I don't know where is that? I don't know where that is. So now let's go over to tonight's chat. And we got a ton of folks. Where'd I get the picture of Jeff? Did we have Jeff in Sacramento? Did I miss him? Where is he? No, we don't. Oh, you mean Jeff in Bozeman? That's Jeff's picture. Where's Jeff in Sacramento? We got a picture of Jeff in Sacramento, man. We got to be way ahead of the game, man. We are way ahead of the game. We got Rory with us here in Columbus, we have Christian chatting from North Grand Canyon tonight. Beautiful.
That's beautiful jazz.
Gage, downtown Los Angeles. Gage in downtown L.A. So I don't know, Jeff, are you keeping track of this stuff? Or do you want me to, you know? Rory, of course, in Columbus. We have Michael Crosley checking in at nobody's goddamn business where I live. He says, it's true, although it, you know, we kind of, no, we look askance at you, man. No, I'm just kidding. August, Bernie G., I'm in the pin beside you. August is somewhere. Oh, August, I don't know where you are. You're in Pensacola, right? Kevin is with us in Superior, Wisconsin. God damn, that's great. Superior, Wisconsin. I used to drive into Wisconsin to get the fuck away from Minneapolis on weekends. I really did. I drove over to the St. Croix River. I would hang out in Hudson. My girlfriend and I at the time, Yvonne, she found a resort called the Avita Resort and Spa on the St. Croix River. It was fantastic. They had like an Indian sweat lodge.
They had it all going on, man. It was great, man. Gigantic fucking fireplace and shit.
Paul Dentino, my ass that is. Paul, hey, pin my ad, will you? Turnersville, New Jersey. So Paul is in Turnersville, New Jersey. We've got Gerald Greenberg, Jerry in Syracuse. Apathy, 2673. I'm in the place now. Where are you at, Apathy, anyway? You're in Utah. Rory McLeod, Bernie G is hustling people at the pool hall. James Truckstop. Bernie G is at James Truckstop. And John 671. Jeff, can you add a pin to Guam? There's our man in Guam, John 671. I wanted to know because we want to get, you know, we are international. Brian Anthony, hi from Catasauqua. Brian, I'm sorry, man. Hi from Catasauqua, East Pennsylvania. I'm fucking that all up. Catasauqua. Goddamn. Bernie says he lives in Daytona Beach, Jeff, which I know he does, but you fucked up, Bernie, because we found you in bumfuck. I'm kidding, you know. I think the first guy, what we need to do here is somebody do a Facebook Live from someplace, and we'll check you out. You know, I'll tune into Facebook Live and we'll watch you guys talk. You know, like maybe we'll feature one or we can feature two or three or four. I mean, it's a pretty easy thing to do. If you say, hey, Phil, I'm on Facebook Live tonight, tell me, I'll get your page and we'll pop between anybody who is doing Facebook Live and see where you live, see what you're about, see what you're, you know, what you're not about. Joey Punch, my man Joey is in Hollywood, California. Joey's got to get on the map. Joey's longtime BSP. Joey's got a band, gigs around the Hollywood, California area and beyond, and definitely. Here is John in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Jeff, it's like Jeff is, come on, Jeff, let's just go ahead and put a pin on him, and then you do all the legwork, and I'll just sit here and say, Maxwell's with us, and he's where he is what he'd like us to know. Camsel Jack 74 is in Reno. That's it. Camsel Jack 74 in Reno, Nevada. John, hello. John is in Guam. Hello, Thunder. Phil and fellow BSPers in Guam. Kevin, Superior, Wisconsin. Paul, hi, everybody. So everybody who's checking in, Marie. Marie's in Venice, California.
So that's a whole fucking five L.A. people that I know of or in the L.A. area, you know.
Bernie G is checking in from Knoxville, Tennessee tonight. No shit. Bernie, you're in the hometown of Steve Bozell. Vic Lombardi is in Phoenix. Christian Bryn in San Francisco. Bryn's on our map already. Nicholas, prepare my royal knee pads. August in, I knew it, August, Pensacola. And Rory, of course, in Columbus. So let me, if any of you cats, there's a cat named Flare Drop Harrow. Don McDonald's in Spokane. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Don. Hey, but Bernie, we want to know where you're from, dude. MD Phil Fan is in Long Beach, California. Michael Crosley, Ray's Hearing Voices, he says. So, I wanted to make a point here. Here's Vilified. Ah, there we are. Didn't have the feed for a bit. Yeah. This, my developer and my operations guys are the best that I've ever had. If there's a fuck up with the internet, if there's anything happening, these guys are all over it. And I think they've got our server working at maximum so that we know we're pumping this shit out to you guys. Matthew is, Matthew Peace from the Keys, Florida. Yeah. Justin, listen to January 20th. Justin listened to January 20th, 2015 show, Funnier Than Hell, the Green Bay Packers folded like a cheap Indian shirt and being stuffed into a cheap Chinese suitcase.
Right.
Bozeman is, Jeff Baker in Bozeman's asking Jay Wigton, where in Iowa are you? Are you in Iowa City, man? Is that my man? You're not Lauren Keller, are you? All right, so that's one part of the project. I know many of you have asked, where are the Miami tapes? We have them. They're being processed now. It takes a while. The digitization of analog to digital is still a real-time process because these tapes have to be rolled out in real time. There's no way you can go and put a magnetic tape on anything and go, okay, let me just suck all the energy out of that and all the information and put it in. You can't do that. So it takes as much time as it would take you to, it's real time. So if the show was 3 hours long, that's how long it takes to digitize the show. Wayne is in Utah tonight and Jay Wigton in Sioux City, Iowa. I hope that Jeff Baker's with us, you know, keeping track of shit. August is originally from Atlanta. August, I was in Atlanta in 1992, 93. I got to tell you, Atlanta was fun. Of the three cities that I lived in before I came back to L.A., I left Southern California in my talk radio career. I went to Atlanta, I went to Minneapolis, and I went to Miami. And the most fun I had was Miami, but Atlanta was right up there. I had a lot of friends in Atlanta, and the year that I was in Atlanta, the Braves won the National League title, and I believe they played the Blue Jays that year. They lost, but, you know. My mom came to visit me in Atlanta that year, and it was a good year. It was a good year. Here is Kip Massey. The sumbitch done skipped right over me. Where you at, Kip? Jay Wigton's a 55-year-old boring white guy. There's no such thing, brother. You've lived a life. You've lived it. You've tasted it. You've felt it. You've felt it up. You felt life up. Rory, the Brainerd bit was fantastic. That's from, like, the deepest recesses of my mental illness. All right, Matthew, I like your cup. Justin, MD Phil fan, where in Long Beach are you? Justin, are you in Long Beach? We got Christian, we got Gerald Greenberg, yay for the WIOD tapes. Yeah, Gerald. And by the way, Gerald, where are you talking to us from tonight? Kip Massey, the sumbitch done skip right over me. Where are you talking to us from? Rory is, actually, I spank it to old covers of National Lampoon. It's pretty weird. Baker, King Philip, I'm adding all these cats in real time. All right. Wayne, Christian, I'm in Provo. Wayne's in Provo, man. So, you know, you got this covered, Jeff. Thank you. You're a good man. Thank you for doing that, dude. Gage, look at all these people. Christian, Michael, George Smith. So, that was that story. And we also have been getting at service, and thank you very much, all of the folks that want us to do what I call the BSP Roadshow, for want of a better phrase, where we will go to your, we've got everybody checking in. We appreciate that. We're seeing concentrations of people. We're seeing places where we're going to go. So we're going to figure that out from there. So thanks a lot. If you want me to visit and to, it's not going to cost you anything so far. Seriously, if you want Phil, me, and everything that happens inside my head to your neck of the woods, then send your request to, or just say, hey, Jane. Jane's our customer service person. Just say, hey, Jane, I want Phil here. Send it to service@philhenryshow.com. That's service, S-E-R-V-I-C-E, service@philhenryshow.com. And we get all that beautiful stuff, and we then process it, and we go, bing, you know, we know what we're doing. Roadshow in Utah. Wayne wants a roadshow in Utah. We're going to be in Utah, Wayne. There's no question in my mind because we've got a ton of fucking people. Jay Wigton, forced myself to listen to Art Battaglia a second time. I think it's funnier the second time. So's an enema. So, Art Battaglia, yeah, that was a weird show. There's no question about it. Here's the shit that made me laugh. And I know that sounds, I don't mean it to sound egocentric, but you can't have fun unless you really think what you're doing is funny. And I do crack myself up, not because I'm brilliant, but just stuff that I say. And one of the bits that we did, the fuck is wrong with this, man? One of the bits that we did was every time Frank is out on the golf course and goes, fuck me, you know, how many rounds of golf have you played, have I played, where we've heard some guy do that? So I always love that. I like it when Bud stumbles into it and he can't resist it. So Margaret says, don't be crude, Bud. And he goes, all I was talking about was a guy's penis. He can't help himself. Sometimes that cracks me up. And it's also when Bud asserts himself. Back to the boards we go. Wayne, when I see beautiful women, I say la, 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 la. We did have Rudy on this week. Brennan, Phil, there's a place along the Kenai Peninsula called Clam Gulch. Any chance of Margaret doing a show there? Where's the Kenai Peninsula, Brennan? And where are you, man? More importantly, where are you? Kevin, come to northern Minnesota and Wisconsin in a second, brother. I'd love to be up there. Seriously, I would. Whereabouts are you talking, man? Are you talking Superior or Superior? Love to do it. I'd do it in the dead of winter. I could give a shit, you know? Just fly into Minneapolis. I'm going to Superior, Wisconsin. Well, sir, that's a long... I don't give a shit here. Here's a couple of $100. That make it worth your while now, huh? Well, yeah, I thought so. Now take my shit, put it in. Let's go, man! I was just admiring myself on the screen. I have my phone on. I'm kidding. August. Oh, Baker, Phil, you're the man, Jack. Well, thank you. I couldn't skip over that comment. Kevin, come to northern Minnesota. I will. August, you are right about Atlanta having really awesome food. Oh, my God. I do. Atlanta, August is living down in Pensacola. Atlanta is the greatest for food. The greatest for food. And I'm not talking about po' boys and that bullshit. I'm talking about just... any fucking joint that you want to tell you. They got the great steakhouses. They've got fantastic sit-down, put-on-a-Thai places. But they also have just great, you know, just anywhere. Like soul food places, man. Deacon Burton's Grill. I love Atlanta. And I took my mother. My mother visited me in Atlanta. I've quoted this many, many times. It bears repeating. My mother is there with me in Atlanta. We went to dinner one night. I think I took her to Bone Steak. I took her to Bone Steakhouse. My mom said, oh, I'd love to have a steak. My mother is going over the menu, and she, I don't know. And she says, I guess I should hurry, huh? And the waiter says to her, take your time, darling. This is food. This is serious business. And I went, yeah. So that was it. That's I will always go back to Atlanta if I ever want to put on 800 pounds. Hey. Rory, of course you mean Arts Battaglia's. Yes. Brendan, hello from beautiful sunny Anchorage. Brendan's in Anchorage, not that Jeff doesn't know it already. Here is Jay Wigton, forced myself to listen to Art Battaglia. Okay. Wayne, Phil, BSP Roadshow in Utah, right on. Phil from Bernie G, how about a round on WGT? So Bernie and I are playing golf on the WGT app. I don't know if you guys know this. I don't even know what it stands for. World Golf Tour, some bullshit. It's actually a pretty decent app. It's pretty realistic. It's challenging. We play golf. We play all the big courses. Every time I play him, it's like, you know, if you challenge him, it's 9 holes. He kicks my ass, although I kick his ass occasionally in billiards, which is another thing entirely. So if you're on Facebook, hit me up on that pool app. What is that pool app, Bernie? Not that piece of shit that I hate, that little goofball one. And then the WGT, which is the... golf app. It's really cool. You play like fucking what? I mean, Congressional, you play Olympia, you play St. Andrews, you play all of these cool courses. So, and it's, you know, I'd say it's fairly decently realistic. Never ever in my wildest dreams would I ever consider golfing that well on those courses. Maxwell, have you seen Grim Sleeper documentary? I've not, Maxwell. Is that the... Oh, yes, I have. The South Central guy? Yes, I have. And that cat, that documentary, if we're talking about the same one, was filmed by one guy, a British guy, who carried his whole fucking rig on him. Right, man? He had like the camera and the microphone. If we're talking about I think we're talking about the same one. It was outstanding. Really outstanding. And we can get into who the Grim Reaper was. But he was a serial killer in Los Angeles in the 70s. But he was only killing women. And he was only killing black women. So nobody gave a shit. Nobody gave a fuck. These women were dying. Yeah, they were investigating it. Yeah, they put them under the file. Yeah, they put their bodies in the freezer. But it wasn't anything. And it's a terrific documentary. Here's Nicholas from Huntertown, Indiana. My man. Here's Peter. Peter wants to be invited to the Cove Run. Yes. Cove Run is something only Doubter knows. Jeff, I would say the Cove Run. Well, what do you want, man? I want to know about Cove Run because I got people asking me. Well, Cove Run is basically, it's probably nothing that any of the guys that listen to you are going to be, up on. But Cove Run is basically when you want SES. It's a good quick, it's a quick in-out on the SES, what I call the SES trail. And you go, you make sure the chick you take with you gets fully tanned before she nudes it. And, yeah. What? You sound like an asshole. Wow, man. So that's it, dude. Here's Peter. Okay, here is Wayne. Christian, very cool. Great time of year to be there. Rory, Phil, did Jay Santos come take care of that gunshot situation last Friday? Oh, I had a couple people ask me. I called it in to the Ventura County Sheriff. They said, was that 8 gunshots? I go, yeah. Uh-huh. And I said, yeah, it was. So it had already been called in. And she said, well, they had sent a cruiser around. And that was it. I didn't really sweat it too much. Because, I don't know. And that was the end of that. So I guess it was taken care of. It's hard to know, man, this time of year, whether it's fireworks or whether it's some motherfucker. But to me, it sounded like gunshots because I know what, fireworks sound like. And this was like, boom, boom, boom. And then boom, boom, boom. And then I heard, ah, he has a gun. And I'm thinking, And then I heard, please don't shoot me. And then I heard, boom, boom. And I'm like, she goes, well, what is it, sir? I don't know. I think it's fireworks. It could be a gun. What makes you think it's a gun? I don't know. And then I heard, please don't shoot me with the gun you're holding. Bam! Oh, fuck. You shot me. Yes, sir. I think it's fireworks. It could be a gun, though. Here is Gerald. Gerald's in Syracuse. Jeff, rack it up, man. Justin in Long Beach. August, Braves won the World Series in 95, the year I got married. They won. Who'd they beat? Cleveland? They beat Cleveland. When I was in Atlanta, it was the, it was not their first, well, I don't know. It was not their first World Series, I don't think. No, it wasn't. Here's the irony of my whole time back east in the late 80s, in the early 90s. I was going out with a chick. She lived in Minnesota, and then I eventually worked in Minnesota, although I was not going out with her when I went there. It's really complicated. But when I went there, the Minnesota Twins won the World Series. Now, you remember the Twins won in like 87. Well, they came back and they won it in like 90, 91, and they beat the fucking Braves. Where do I go the next time to, I'm in fucking Atlanta. And it's just strange things like that I can't explain, nor can I really explain why I'm bringing them up right now. August, so yeah, the Braves won the World Series in 95. And congratulations, August. George Smith, Wigton. Wow, I saw the 55 and I thought, how old is that? Then realizing I'm 6 years older than that, depressing. Here is Christian Knob here. Not now. Now I'm on the north rim of Grand Canyon. Kids me of. On the north rim. I'm kidding. So Christian is in Knob, dude. Michael Crosley, Gage, agreed, right in the ass. What are you guys talking about? Here is Gerald Greenberg. Phil, I listened to you. I used to listen to you in Miami. It took a while to figure out what was going on. Yeah, it took me a while to figure out what was going on. It took me an entire career to figure out what was going on. Kip Massey reporting from inland Sussex County, Delaware. All right, Kip. Baker and Bozeman, Jay Wigton, you're on the map now, bud. Gage, fuck the Braves. Ooh! That's hostile. David Riley, hi from Detroit City. So, David, you're going to go, I'm going to see that movie. That's the movie I want to see of the two, Dunkirk and Detroit, because I love historical movies. And I wanted to see Dunkirk because nobody's ever really made. I saw the scene in if you saw a movie called Atonement, they have an extended Dunkirk scene. It's excellent. It's the first time I ever saw anybody deal with it on film. Probably because it's so goddamn depressing. But the fact is, those men were saved. And then this film, Dunkirk, has come out, and its tagline is surviving is winning, some shit like that. But I'm not sure I got the balls to watch that. However, Detroit, which involves urban riots, naturally, I want to see that. All right, Wayne, I work in Ventura County, California, but home for the week. Where are you at, Wayne? James Kopp and Kip reposting It's Okay. Flare Drop is in Sun Valley, a.k.a. Hell, and I think we're caught up there. So this is our Friday night chat. Matt Stimson is in, I just saw Matt is in Lemoore, California. Vilified says Dunkirk looked awesome. You know what's funny about that? And by the way, Vilified, where are you? We haven't mapped you out. We don't have your DNA registered. Mike Nicholas, it hurt really bad if things don't work out and she's got a child on the way. Not mine, but what are you talking about? But I never stopped caring about her. Which one should I burn the calories to pursue? Mike, I missed what you said before, man. I don't know. Jay Rington, I can't get enough Chris Norton. I love Break Her Thumb if you have to. Some chick jumped the rope. Yeah, it was the RFK assassination. Exactly. You have to be an old motherfucker to know all these references, don't you, man? And people used to say to me, your cultural references are old. And I said, and I would stress it. And I would go, fuck, you know, it's true. And now I don't give a shit. I just don't. I figure. But Ville is in Fargo. Thank you, brother. David Riley, they premiered Detroit here in Detroit, but shot most of it in Boston. Yeah, they do that shit. They do that shit. Flare Drop, is Bobby still allowed on the Kookaroo premises, or has she been 86? Hey, Flare Drop, I don't think Kookaroo exists anymore, man. I haven't seen one. I might get some people from L.A. to tell me, but I don't think Kookaroo is around anymore. I've looked for it, in fact. Not that I ever eat there. And the whole reason that Kookaroo even was dragged into a bit was somebody had told me that Kookaroo was a place that was frequented, let's say, by, certain kinds of people. And so I thought, well, I'll just throw Bobby in the middle of that. Jay Wigton, I can't get enough Chris Norton. Thank you, Jay. Mike Nickus, it really hurt. Oh, she never stopped caring. Okay, Mike is talking to us. Dunkirk. Gage, I don't like the Braves' racist-ass Indian chant bullshit. Nobody has. I don't like it, Gage, since 1992. And in 1992, people said, what's up with that? And they kept on doing it. It's Atlanta. There's not enough Native Americans to really give them a hard time about it, right? In other words, if the Native people are going to change any of that, they need a whole lot of allies from, frankly, the white world. And they obviously don't have enough because who owns the Redskins now, by the way? Is it still Snyder? I don't know. Matt is in Lemoore. All right, here we go. Baker. Matt Stimson, where the F is Harris Ranch? Oh, dude, I know where that is. I can tell you. Harris Ranch is in the middle of the goddamn state. Who sent me the picture of Harris? Bernie did. Bernie was going up the 5. If you go up the 5 between L.A. and San Francisco, somewhere in the middle there, probably near where Matt lives in Lemoore, is Harris Ranch. So it's San Joaquin Valley, Jeff. And it is famous because they've got an airstrip, so cats fly in there to get something to eat. It's a decent restaurant, and they're famous for their onion loaf, which is this gigantic fucking onion loaf you can get for however much money. But every time you go up the 5, it's a cool place to stop and get gas, get food, and it's just sort of become famous that way. In fact, the last time I went up the 5 on my way to Sketchfest, in fact, I was with Barry, and we stopped off and, you know, had something to eat. I don't go up the 5 anymore to San Francisco. I go up the 101 because the 101 is more scenic. There's no more surface street. The 101 used to stop, and you'd have to do surface streets. It's a complete freeway all the way up the 101. I strung. Here is Alexa. Hey, Alexa. Anthony and Alexa with us. They are in Florida, Jeff. They're in Naples. Right, Alexa? She's an artist. He's a photographer. They're wonderful people. They're psycho people. They have this large photographer spread where you could probably shoot a horror movie or some shit on a beach where they have these gorgeous fucking models, you know, that Alexa takes pictures of. And it's like a place I would love to be there, like trapped there, you know, for a week. And just I'm wandering and all I do is I run into these full-figured models and I'm, you know, but do dreams really come true? Here is Daniel. Phil needs super chat. I would pay a dollar to make sure he reads this. God damn it, I missed the dollar. What's super chat? And where are you, Daniel? What city are you in, man? Alexa, there's Alexa. Alexa says yes. I don't know what she's saying yes to, but Alexa, what I want to do is put a tent on your property. I will live there. And you guys come out in the morning and you look at my tent and it's all fucked up and you see like bottles laying around it. And you go, what? You know, just go back in the house. And that, to me, is what I want. But Bryn, Harris Ranch is awesome. We call it a big move. Bryn is in San Francisco. We just looked at Bryn. Michael Crosley, Phil, would you wish a happy birthday to my wife, Abby? She loves the show and I suspect wants to bang you. Happy birthday to you, Abby. Oh, Jesus, Rory just sent me a link. Maxwell, is anyone interested in a Phil Hendry documentary? Kevin, Phil, Rory posted the link for the latest version of Escape from Sweet Farm. All right, let's take a look at what Rory... Is this it, Rory? Let me see. All right, hold the fucking phone, Christ almighty. I wish I was more adept at this, but here we go. I'll give you a look at what Rory has sent us. And see what this motherfucker looked like. Is this a script, dude? This is a script, my man. Escape from Sweet Farm by Rory McLeod, based on the work of Phil Hendry. Oh, look at this. Rory, are you kidding? I'm going to read this, man. Let's see. Hold on. What the fuck is... And there we go. This is it right here. Boom, boom. So, Escape from Sweet Farm by Rory McLeod, based on the work of Phil Hendry. Intellectual property. This is a work of tribute. It does not intend to infringe. Ding. Studio Day. Rory, are you a screenwriter, man? And if you're a screenwriter, what in the fuck are you doing in Columbus? Phil Hendry's on the phone with Don Berman of Channel 19. On the phone with us now is Don Berman of Channel 19 News. How goes it, Don? Well, Phil, I'm reporting to you today from Sweet Farm. This is a well-known so-called convalescent home for the elderly. They advertise on our show. Yes, yes. But I have to tell you that I'm here today working on an expose. An expose? Phil, what I have learned here today is that Sweet Farm is not so sweet. In fact, in my upcoming expose on Channel 13, on Channel 19 News, Bud Dickman, member of the panel, chimes in. What? Like he gonna expose himself or something? Margaret, another panel member, interrupts. Bud, so help me. That laugh of yours, oh, baby, I want to hurt it. There is an audible commotion. Margaret, get a hold of yourself. I never touched him.
She balled up her fists.
Now, Margaret, can we continue with the interview?
I won't have that one bringing the show into the sewer yet again. Bud, your mind, it just marinates in the filth and the foul.
But Mr. Berman's going to show off his privates and everything.
Young man, I am certainly not going to expose myself to the patients here.
All right, Don, look, we'll get control of this panel somehow. Why don't you tell us about the story you're working on?
Well, Phil, I have happened upon an extraordinary cover-up. Sweet Farm pretends to be some sort of old folks' home where Grandma and Grandpa can spend their golden years whiling away their time with caretakers picking up after them and wiping their...
Yeah, we get the picture.
Well, Phil, you have to understand that Sweet Farm is pretending to be... is not at all what's actually going on here. You would think that these white-coated attendants are here to wipe Grandma's behind and take care of her every need, but...
Mr. Berman, you don't need to be so graphic.
Can I finish, Ms. Gray?
Certainly.
Anyway, these men in white coats are really here to keep the patients in line, to keep them working. You see, Sweet Farm isn't so much an old folks' home as a concentration camp.
You can't be serious.
A concentration camp? Do I stutter? I've seen it with my own eyes.
All right, Don, what makes you think it's a concentration camp?
This will all be detailed in my exposé.
Yeah, sure. he's gonna whip it out and scare the old ladies with it. Mr. Berman's gonna zip down, drop it out, and expose himself.
Margaret belts Bud good, but grunts in response. Can we continue, Bud? Bud makes some noises, but can't really talk anymore.
I told you, Phil, I had to hurt it.
Joining us now is Dr. Martin Sewell, director of the Sweet Farm facility.
You've got to be shitting me.
Hey, Mr. Berman, we have a responsibility to hear both sides.
All right, well.
Hey, it looks great, Rory. Why don't I produce it, man? We'll produce it. We'll put it on the air. I love it, man. It's called Escape from Sweet Farm. Rory McLeod, thank you, brother. What I love about it right off the bat is that you have the characters, you got everything down about it, and also it's got a lot of funny shit in it, so... You all right with me, man? You all right with me? Moving along now to our... Let's see, we have Baker and Bozeman. Congrats, Rory. This fucking rules. It does. Here is... I had Gage there a minute ago. Gage says, Berman sounds like a fancy-ass Robert Leonard.
Don Berman is like this. And Robert Leonard is kind of like this. So you are right. Yeah, they're, but it is in the character, I guess.
Joey Punch, that's awesome, Rory. Rory, yay. It's the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Sweet Farm. August, Rory, awesome. Congrats, Rory. This fucking rules. Berman sounds like a fancy-ass Robert Leonard. James, luckily not as bad as the new one. Years, even from what I've heard, haven't been there. At least no casualties, not much damage. That's Ben talking to James. Bernie G. Rory, I knew he'd love it. Great job. Daniel, Christian, yeah, I have gone through several stages and have had to keep updating my diet to make it work. I've been thinking of starting a YouTube channel to help others. I could save people a lot of trouble and get them to the point of dropping pounds. If you want to know how to drop weight, man, I got the way to do it, and it's counting calories, but maybe that's only good for me. Vilified, oh, this rules. Great. Kip Massey, Rory, spot on. Right on, spot on, brother. And Mike Nickus, there is no escape from Sweet Farm. Bryn says, Rory, you've arrived. Alexis, this is amazing. August, yeah, fucking awesome. Cool, man, you're getting some serious reinforcement here from the BSPs. Awesome. And I think it's because you got the characters down, man. If you know how to write for the characters, you're like... The other day...
Let me just tell you, the other day...
Now, the other day I was at a... I was at the table read for F is for Family. And... Kevin Richardson was next to me. You remember Kevin from the Cleveland show? He's there. Kevin's a big dude. And I said to, on the other side, I said to Trevor Duvall, I said, Kevin's going to sit. We don't have any room. And then we had Mo Collins. We had a lot of people. And they gave me a whole bunch of characters to do. And I got to tell you something. I had to create on the run what I thought each character would do, not in terms of the lines, but the character, and thank God, you know, they liked what I did. But that came from a lot of years of having to suss that shit out. And you nailed it, Rory, with that. And I don't know how long, but, you know, that's one document you nailed. And bless your goddamn heart, son. Beautiful thing. Kip Massey, Daniel, congratulations. I've been super skinny all my life until the last couple of years. I now tip the scales at a whopping 145-ish, and I feel blubbery. That's called anorexia. Jacob, hiya, checking in late. What did I miss? Jacob, we need to know what city you're in, and you're late for everything else. I can't help you. Rory, Thunder is in it. Thunder's in the script, Rory? Awesome. Right now, Thunder is running around outside along the ice plant of Southern California, and let me tell you guys something. I may be moving. Marie and I may be moving back in with each other. Those of you that have been with me since the very beginning, or those of you that have been with me since I was married to Maria. this probably blows your fucking mind because we're talking over 10 years. But we sort of reconnected, and we're considering moving back in. And Maria's home in Westlake Village is in Westlake Village. That's about 20 miles down the highway from the El Pacifico. We would hold on to this house because we're wealthy and we have multiple residences. I don't fucking know. But what I'm trying to tell you is, if I take Thunder down to that house, there's coyotes down there, you know? And I said to Maria, what am I got to let her, she likes to go outside, especially at night. So now we have to figure out a big goddamn elaborate chicken wire bullshit netting thing so that Thunder can go outside at night and motherfucking coyotes don't kill her like they did two other cats of mine and small dogs. It's fucked up. Alexa, congrats. Oh, talking about me moving in, back in with Maria? That doesn't mean that I don't want to camp out at your place, Alexa, and, you know, at least put the binoculars on those gorgeous bottles. All right, Baker, that's super exciting, Phil. I don't want to jinx you, but I'm really stoked for it. Thank you, man. Maria and I have been hooking up. I'm so proud of her for what she's been able to do. All that pain and all that agony she went through getting surgery, and then she got her degree in, you know, marriage, family, child counseling. It's fucking amazing what she's done. She's really blown me away. I'm like, God damn, you know, I can't believe through all that agony she was able to do all that stuff. And I took care of her while she was struggling with that, you know. So, and we had a lot of fun, man. You know, we had a little routine that we did, like Thursday nights we'd go out to dinner. And there was no pressure, and she'd been our walker and shit, and, you know, we sort of laughed at everybody laughing at us. And we would have our weekly, we have a weekly sushi run, you know. We go to a place called Sumo Sushi in Newbury Park. I'm not really a sushi eater, but that's a lot of fun, hanging out with her doing that. And we both have our animals, and, you know, man, you live 10 years with somebody, man. Sometimes you're not ready to let go of it because it's not that I wanted to get back together with her, but when I heard her and I saw her deal with what she was dealing with, right? It was like seeing her through new eyes. I said, well, what's going on? Well, I have arthritis and you know, and she's an athletic woman and she's not old by any stretch of the imagination. But I have to go to school, and I have to go over here and take care of clients, and I have to go down to LA and do this. This chick was doing all this shit while she was struggling with the worst pain of her life. Eventually, we had to put her on a walker. I mean, you know, she's still in her 50s, and she's like on a walker. And when she came back to the house, I had to take care of her, and I had to put on rubber gloves and put on these pressure socks because you could get blood clots if you have that kind of surgery. All kinds of shit, man, all kinds of different foods and stuff. And so, you know, you hook up with somebody like that and you, decide that, well, maybe it's worth it. So I'm probably talking way fucking too much. Baker, Melissa, you're in Flagstaff, correct? That's where I put you on the map. Yes. Matthew, it's nice to have someone right, Phil. Yeah. It's nice to have someone, you know, man, you know. Baker, George McFly just added you in Tucson. So while I'm running my mouth, Baker's doing real work. Rory, Phil, as long as you don't hang out with those stiffs at that graduation party. Which ones were those, man? Are you mean the ones that... Oh! You know, those are friends of Maria's and whatever. You probably saw one woman there. Her name is Stephanie. And she's kind of a talkative little chatterbox. She was cool. But yeah, they're friends of Maria's. So I got along with them. And that country club was like, I forget what the name of that joint. What was it? North Ranch Country Club. It was what it was. What do you want me to say? I don't really golf. So not anymore anyway. Here is Melissa just checking in. Was at my local Tiny Craft Brewery. Phil, PM'd you. Check it out after the show. Now, Melissa is the one who has the ranch. She's got this big fucking ranch. that she invited us all up to. And I'm laughing, Melissa, not because your place isn't gorgeous, because it is, but I can just see everybody sort of stumbling into this place. It's well north of any major airports and stuff, but it's a gorgeous place. And we ought to, like, post some pictures of it. Here is ADAZDB. Phil, did you see that Chris Norton, Roland Schwinn, and Vernon Dozier were in Animal Kingdom this week? Derek from AZPS Cool on the Maria Developments, listener since 96. All those names were used? I don't doubt it. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. People, a lot of guys in this town just like to use the names of our characters. For instance, I don't know if you know this, but that movie or that TV show Black Sails, Bubby, Dooley, you know, they worked that in. Some other show worked in Jay Santos. They had Jay Santos on a, like, somebody's desk, you know, a nameplate on someone's desk. So is that what you mean, AZDB? And where are you at, man? And thanks for checking in, brother. Matthew, Phil, I wouldn't worry too much. Get a cat door. Yeah. I gotta knock a hole in the goddamn door, don't I? We have dog doors in around the house, but Ben Baker, thanks. That's Ben in Dubai. Yeah, Fret Buzz, is El Pacifico a real town? In many ways, yes. In many ways, no. But in many ways, yes. Wayne, coyotes notwithstanding, this is very cool. It'll be fun, and there'll be a whole new studio. And it will be a studio that will reflect us on a lake instead of the ocean. We'll be closer to L.A. A lot of things will be different, man. You know, we'll be in a household. You know, I've been like, you know, a batch here for a lot of years. And Joey Punch, if cat safety is your only worry, you guys are golden. Yep, I guess so. Thanks, Joey. Justin, that's great, Phil. I thought that's what was happening when you talked about moving the studio. Yeah, and it's going to be a bitch too, man. It is going to be a motherfucker. I have to find my girl, Elaine, is fucking gone. She's in Miami working for Univision, and she was the one that set the studio up. She built this studio, and she's like fucking long gone, man. So I got to find people who can move this stuff and plug it back in. And then we can worry about the rest of that chicken shit. Green screens, all that stuff, you know. You know what I'm talking about, right? Thank you very much, Justin. I appreciate it. Here's Bryn. Yep, a catio. Hey, Bryn, I've heard about those giant catatariums. Baker says, Ben, I added you in Dubai. That's too cool to pass up. It sure as shit is. Hey, brother, is that a real-time map? Let's check it out, man. Let me do a little refresh on this thing. I did the refresh. Oh, check this shit. There's Guam. Woo! There it is, man. John 671. There's Guam, brother. And Dubai. I love that, man. Jeff's on it, man. Look at this shit. Look at this. God damn. Oh, yeah, Guam. Okay, never mind. Where's King Cap? Let's check this out, man. So you're in Guam. There's Guam. That's a dinky-ass fucking... That's a goddamn small-ass place, dude. Hey, John 671. Where do you live, man? Like, there's an international airport there on Guam. Who knew? This is where one of our BSPs live, folks. In the middle of fucking nowhere, Jack. Now, there's an island there.
Wait a minute. I see land.
And this is Funk Central. Who knows? That is, what island? What? I don't know, but let's see what the nearest large. Here's the Mariana Islands. Now, if you know anything about World War II, our Marines hopped these islands on their way to the Philippines. So it was sort of a land. So all the way over to here. Well, they're right in the middle. There's New Guinea. The Philippines, there's Hawaii. They're in the middle of fucking nowhere, man. All right. Beautiful. Now that we've established that. So Jeff, thanks, man, for updating that stuff. I love that shit. I don't know. Ever since I was a kid, I've been a map freak. I've looked at maps. I've studied maps. Jacob, copy. I'm in Denver for the official record. Ben, I added you in Dubai. Here is Kevin. Really? Her home in Westlake Village is in Westlake Village. Are you sure? Yeah. It's spelled one word, Westlake Village. W-E-S-T. And Kevin, where are you, man? Daniel, show the tattoo. What tattoo? Kip Massey, that was the worst kept secret, Phil. We knew you were popping it till it's purple. Thunder eats coyotes. Yeah, I hope so, man. Baker, that's super exciting, Phil. I don't want to jinx you, but I'm really stoked for it. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it, you know, and we'll see how it happens. John, Guam is 4 miles wide and 34 miles long. I live in Tamining. Guam is 4 miles wide, says David A. Back Jr. David, are you in Guam? Here is Rory. Bernie, I'm sort of stealing one of your ideas for the ending of his radio play about our show. I'm like spacing here, man. Baker, King Cap, where are you hailing? King Cap's in Japan, brother. King Cap is in Tokyo. Kevin, Baker, Kevin Norby in Superior, Wisconsin, southwestern tip of Lake Superior. And Jacob says he's in Denver. Brian Anthony, Phil, West Lake Pro Audio. They can probably help. Thank you for that, man. John 671, that's kind of close to freaking North Korea. What the fuck are you talking about, man? North Korea. Guam? Guam is like way the fuck far away from North Korea. I do, Daniel. I have a tattoo of Maria on my fucking arm. Here, man, I'll show you. I got this when we were still married, so you'll pardon me for having this fucking thing. That's Maria there. I don't know if you can see it, man, but that's her hair. That's her face. The dude that did it was great. He took a photograph of her and put her on my arm exactly. So, two things. Don't ever get a tattoo of your wife or your girlfriend. Don't fucking do it because it's bad luck. You'll break up with her sure as shit. However, I can't guarantee that you won't get back together with her. That's my own personal theory, but I did hear this before I got the tattoo. I heard people say, don't do it, man. I said, why? It's bad luck, dude. You will bust up with her. There was something inside of me that knew they were telling me the truth. Kevin, Baker, thanks. Baker and Bozeman, Kevin, just added you, bud. Bernie G, it sure is. John 671. Bernie says it's close to North Korea. John is in Guam. He says it sure is. Kevin, when I was a kid, I thought the National Geographic maps were very cool. I've loved maps my whole life, Kevin, and I've read maps my whole life. My dad had an atlas, and I couldn't get enough of maps. I love them. To this day, I love them. What is that? This is another kind of a weird thing, but I just dig maps. And so we wanted to map out where our BSPs were, and when Jeff, you know, volunteered to do that, I was like, thank you. That's why I'm really excited to have that. Bernie G, Rory, no problem. Daniel, a tattoo of Maria, right? August, I love maps too, Phil. Had maps all over the walls of my room when I was young. Jacob, here's Baker. Just added you down in Denver, bro. Here is David A. Back Jr. by 26 miles long. David A. Back Jr., where are you at, man? Rory says to Bernie, I'm sort of stealing one of your ideas for the ending. So we're caught up. Ben, Phil, hope you and Maria think about coming out. Can I tell you something, Ben? When I told Maria that you were there and that we were thinking about having our BSPs fly down there, or at least me, she said, we got to do it. She was all over that because she's a traveling girl, man. This chick, I mean, with her daughter, Catherine, my stepdaughter, they went to Turkey. They've gone to Italy. They've gone to Switzerland twice. And here's the thing. And one of the things I've learned from Maria down through the years, you can go, she's not a wealthy woman. You can go any fucking where you want, man, in this world. You can go anywhere you want. And these guys, they took cruises. I mean, they've done it all. And she says to me, if you don't mind sleeping below the waterline and all that shit. And I said, where'd you stay in Zurich? She's in Zurich, Switzerland. Oh, because I'm looking at this view she had. It was like fucking incredible. She goes, well, that wasn't my room. That was the restaurant. So I said to her, I can't be seen in these dumps. You know, I got to be sitting in high class. I'm just joking. I didn't say that. I said, I'm down, man. So that girl, Maria, has been all over this fucking world, including India and goddamn Thailand and shit, places like that, for no money. And Africa. She went to Africa with a bunch of women and built a well. It was some woman's empowerment group. And they went to Africa and built a water well for the African women of this village. All these white chicks from America. She said it was fantastic. Greg's in Beaver Falls, Wisconsin. Beautiful, northwest of Pittsburgh. And Paul Dentino, don't forget about South Jersey. Hey, Paul, yeah, you got to put my man, Jeff, you got to get my man Paul in now. Here is Baker and Bozeman. Kip Massey, where do you hail from? 671, Bernie G says, and we'll shoot down anything they put up. James Kaufman, let's get a self-driving car and send it to every BSP on the map. That'd be awesome. Michael Gephardt's with, hey, Michael, how you doing? We're checking. We're getting locations of people, Michael, so tell us where you are. Jeff's putting it down on the map. And I'm talking like I know what I'm saying and that, you know.
Yeah, Jeff's putting it down on the map.
Jeff's the guy that's doing it. I have no earthly clue. Rory McLeod, Berman. Phil, I just don't know anymore. I don't know what's real and what's fantasy. All right, here's Bryn sends us this link. Bryn McLaughlin has just sent us this link from the grand city of... goddamn, Bryn, hold on. From the city by the bay, San Francisco. Let me see what this is about here. Here we go. Oh, that's that. That's that. This is... There we go. Moscow mules no longer served in solid copper mug in Iowa. What in the fuck is going on with the world we live in? This was from Bryn. The popular Moscow mule drink is known for its... Well, let me just show you. Well, I'm drinking tequila and ginger beer. Some vodka, ginger beer, and lime. Throw it all together in a copper mug, and you have yourself a Moscow Mule. However, just recently, the Iowa Alcoholic Beverages Divisions announced the state adopted a new law that says Moscow Mules cannot be served in solid copper mugs. Copper being a soft metal, Moscow Mules being acidic, those two things don't go well together, and we can make people... possibly sick. Well, that has more to do with public health than it has to do with... Well, that sucks. But there's no question in my mind that there's a better way to make these goddamn copper mugs, and Iowa is just being Iowa. High concentrations of copper are poisonous and can cause foodborne illness. The law prohibits copper from coming into direct contact with foods that have a PhD below a 6-7, fuck me, says the grand place. Well, all right, I can dig it. You're keeping people healthy. How about that, man? I'm going to get me a goddamn copper mug anyway, man. I'm going to drink the goddamn mule. Fuck them. Who knows if that's really copper or if that's, you know what I'm saying? What does that look like to you? And that looks like one of those distressed copper mugs. See, I bought this at the liquor barn. My ex-girlfriend, Lauren, and I bought these copper mugs at the liquor barn. And that's a distressed, you know, they bang it up and make it look like it's 100 years old. And then North Ranch Country Club served copper mugs with their shit. So I don't know, man, you know. Is that a copper mug? Tomorrow's Saturday Cinema is quite an interesting film. It's with General Galen Shaw and Margaret Gray. It's called Horror of Spider Island. These models or dancers on their way to some gig get shot down, or not shot down, get into a storm and the plane crashes and they're all washed ashore on an island. And there are spiders that are really weird that try to attack you there. One of the people in the movie is a guy by the name of Alexander D'Arcy. He was in the Topper movies in the 30s with Constance Bennett. It appears that his career by 1962 had really just... I won't give anything else away. That is the film tomorrow on Saturday Cinema. It's real weird. It's freaky. It's goofy. It's kooky. It is what it is, and it am what it am. Now, I have a lot of people asking me questions about, well, what was that song? What was this song? What was that song? A lot of the tunes we're playing now are my favorite subgenre music, which is surf music. I love surf music. I always have loved surf music. Surf music, in my opinion, is instrumental music. Secondary to instrumental surf is vocal surf, but the best surf music is, in my opinion, instrumental. This is a cat that I love. You've heard this tune before. His name is Charlie McGeer. This is from a live set he did on WFMU in 2015. You've heard the tune before. I dig it. I know you will too. I'm going to check out now tonight, and I'll see you guys next week. I'll see you. Don't forget our movie tomorrow and our live show on Sunday night. Our Miami tapes are coming up, and our road show is coming up too. So.